A vast swath of far northern California, reaching into Oregon, has been working to create a 51st state in the West for decades. And this year, the so-called State of Jefferson is turning attention to local elections. Cap Radio's Nina Sparling has more.
Patrick Henry Jones owns Jones's Fort, a gun shop in Redding. He's worked with the State of Jefferson's efforts to leave California for years. This year, he's running for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, and he says political leadership in the state doesn't represent regional interests.
I value government and I believe in government, but I believe it is here to help people be successful, and that's not what we're seeing here. We're seeing here that it's more of a roadblock.
Jones was the mayor of Redding for several years and also served on the city council. He's turned to county-level politics for better representation. He says he wants to make it easier for people to start businesses, especially following the COVID-19 pandemic.
The decisions that were made by elected officials are bad decisions. They're not thinking about the taxpayer. They didn't seem to care about the taxpayer.
Jones has raised significantly more money than his opponent, thanks to a single donor who contributed over $100,000 to the campaign. Mark Baird is the spokesperson for the State of Jefferson. He says it's important to elect people like Jones to advance their efforts to secede from California.
We need a lot more Patricks, and I don't care what letter is behind his name. So that's how you regain control of those who are supposed to serve you.
Both Baird and Jones say they've seen more interest in both the State of Jefferson and county-level politics over the past several months. Nina Sparling, Cap Radio News.